we call him, Nathan.
Yes. Well, just another day here doing all the heavy lifting we can to keep you as informed as possible. It's what we want to do, right? My next guest is Luke Meerman. He's a state representative, Republican member of the Michigan House, is a fifth-generation farmer as well. He knows what's going on out there, and it's time for the law enforcement officer's budget, the LEO budget, I guess that's what I'm going to call it. Luke, welcome back to the program. Did we get him?
I don't think he's here yet.
Oh, I guess I missed. We got him here? Luke, how are you?
Pretty good, Steve. Sorry for the technical side. I think it's on my side.
Well, you know, that's all right. You know, I can barely make a cell phone work most days, so I am certainly not going to have any concerns about that. What is this LEO budget that you're talking about?
Yeah, the LEO budget. You know, that's where the SOAR funding goes through. So, you know, sort of the new version of MEDCE. And it's where the money is going through to Goshen and the other battery plant and many other projects. And so,
Go ahead. Tell me what your concerns are for this in Michigan and why people should be concerned about what they're hearing here.
Yeah, and to be clear, I don't have a problem with solar batteries or even wind or any green energy, honestly. As long as we're not subsidizing it and we're not mandating it. But my concern today and what we've been pointing towards is the idea that, you know, via our Michigan state tax dollars, the tax dollars that are, you know, collected from the people of Michigan, we're basically giving it, we are giving it, in the case of Goshen, directly to Communist China.
Well, and people know that, and we've been warned about that from D.C. as well. So this is the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. That's the LEO budget. And billions of dollars are flowing there. Look, I just don't even understand how Michigan has an $82 billion budget to begin with. That's one of the questions I keep asking. Michigan is a state that has more than $100 billion of debt. People don't tell you that very often, but it's a fact. We have unfunded liabilities for pensions and retirement funds and all sorts of problems that we have to pay at some point. And instead of, you know, trying to build the business environment in Michigan so we can get some of those things going and paid off, well, we spend money $300,000 per job for jobs that are going to pay $30,000. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Luke.
No, it wasn't a good business investment. And, you know, FBI Director, Director Ray, has asked on many different occasions. You look almost weekly, he's got press conferences going on talking about the threat that, you know, these foreign entities of concern are to us, the United States. And we've all seen the other news stories as well, whether or not they're, you know, got their secret police headquarters in New York. So our amendment, all we were asking the Democrats to do was to let people know if money went to countries of concern, and let them know in the department's website. We weren't telling them they couldn't give the money to the department, to the country of concern. We just want them to be transparent about where the money's going.
So, as Republicans, you've basically been snubbed many times, I think it's fair to say, since this session began. So, if that's true, how do you get yourself into the conversation, say, look, we shouldn't spend this money? How do you get more? How do you get more influence? How do you get more say? How do you get some of this garbage out of there? Look, we're tired of paying for failures. I don't want to pay for garbage ideas that pay for the CCP. I don't want people to be able to come in and build a windmill farm or a solar panel farm next to me if that's not what the local ordinances call for. And yet Lansing thinks they ought to be able to tell me that I can build 500 acres of solar panels right here. They think they can be able to tax me however they want. They can give my money away to foreign entities that have not my best interests in mind. How do Republicans get back in the game?
It will happen in November during the election. The leverage that we have is public opinion right now. And so that's what we're doing with the press releases. And, you know, we did it three times in the House, one time in the Senate. And then, you know, we'll continue to do it probably after the budget is passed.
I got you. Luke, what else is on the radar for you here besides the budget? Is that all you're talking about this week? That's the total. That's the focus.
Well, you talked about $100 billion in debt. You know, $35 billion of that is a teacher pension, and the governor has just decided that she wants some of that back so she can spend more money this year. And so they raided the teacher pension fund at a rate of $670 million this year. And, of course, their income taxes went back up. So my goal is just to let the people of Michigan know what's going on and let them decide in November.
Hopefully you'll get a gun. I mean, how do you feel about that? You see the races out there. And you can do it without rose-colored glasses, I'm guessing, Luke. Can you tell me what you think is going to be the outcome for the Michigan House, for the Michigan Senate, when we get through November 5?
Yeah. The Michigan House, Michigan Senate is focused on helping the House, and we are quite confident and encouraged, I think, with what we see going on. And you see the numbers Trump is getting as well in the state of Michigan and other battleground states. You know, the national issues are going to be very important here as well. They play very loud and clear here in Michigan, immigration. And this foreign country is a concern. I don't know if you remember back when we had a spy balloon floating over the United States over a year ago now. And, you know, I think half the country seemed to think, you know, what's the big deal here? But I really think the country's waking up now to the multitude of different things that especially the Chinese Communist Party is up to. And to be clear, the Chinese people are beautiful people, and, you know, we really do need them as a trading partner, but we've got to have boundaries, and we can set boundaries, and we can say this far, no further.
So I agree with you there. We need them as trading partners. But we don't need to squander our tax dollars, our hard-earned tax dollars, to help out companies that are connected to the CCP and are not connected directly to the Chinese people and are not in our best interest. And the MEDC has a spotty track record at best. I'll give you the last word.
No, they absolutely do. And, you know, just I would say the smoke-filled backroom deal that's going on there are very concerning, and the people of Michigan should care about how their tax dollars are being used.
Yeah. Sir, greatly appreciate it always. Luke Meerman, State House member here in Michigan. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. All right, so still to come, Dr. John Lott will be here from the Crime Prevention Research Center responding to the FBI data showing that America's a considerable drop in crime, but it's just not true. You know, if you don't report a crime, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean it didn't exist, but a lot more crimes are not being reported. People aren't even bothering to call the police because they know if they do, 911, it goes to voicemail. They know if they call the police, oftentimes we're going to be told, yeah, just send us an email. And by the time you go through all the hassle, what's the point? Oh, crime's down. No, crime's just not being reported the way it was. I'll take a break and be back with Dr. John Lott.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.